from stpcatalyst.com.
Single from Alex Harris. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hi, how's it going, Bill? I'm doing great.
What a beautiful song. You have a
new Thank you so much.
Frequency, six songs, and Humanity is the lead single from the Tell me about that record. I mean, other than the fact that it's very moving, and I think you hit eight syllables with a single word, it's very moving. What inspired that song?
Well, I tell you, I started to write Humanity in 2015. And I would always go back to the song and try and finish completing the song. However, I had this kind of writer's block. But after the murder of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor in June of this year, I again picked up the pen and I was going to write it. And for some reason, before going to bed, I just felt really pressed. I need to do this song. I need to put this song and complete it. Mm. And it was just this feeling that came over me and just moved to do it with all the unrest throughout the universe due to injustices and the cry for justice, right? Yeah. And so I felt moved to say, you know, to finish the song, and I was like, which direction? And I wanted to send a message that one of love, of hope, healing, and a message that really celebrates the we are more alike than we are indifferent. The only difference we may see is at the surface, right? But you know, you breathe, I breathe, we breathe the same air, right? We bleed the same. Many of the sicknesses from cancer, you know, diabetes, it doesn't matter. It impacts individuals who, whether white, black, rich, poor, we all are impacted, whether someone in our family, friend, colleague, someone we've known, been touched by. So that's the universal mystical song.
It's a universal message in 2015 or any time, really.
Exactly.
It's driven home now, you know, more towards what's been happening this year, including all the terrible Black Lives Matter things that have had to happen. And I don't mean the things have had, you know what I mean? And COVID. It's like,
right.
Remind everybody that we're not so different.
We're not so different at all. The only difference that we may think see is that which can become a very deceiving, right? And that's the surface. And we determine someone's existence different than ours, creating the injustices around gender or race, or I like to say quote unquote race, because race is all really just a social construct. The humanness of humanity, which I think my entire music career and my creative career, whether on stage or off the stage with my foundation, I've dedicated, and because of my calling that I feel to really respond to those things that we see today, you know, that we're talking more about seemingly in media, whether social media or the traditional media outlets around racism and sexism and separatism and all those isms that I reference in the song.
Isms abused. I wrote that.
Yeah, isms. The isms have been used, and we've been emotionally abused. We've been physically abused, you know, terrorized within the same communities and neighborhoods that we equally contribute. And so I think that it's a message to say that we've been saying this, it may sound like a cliche now, we're in this together. And I think that the reality is that we are. And I think the pandemic, if it is one lesson to learn, well, I believe there are many, but the one we can all agree that it doesn't matter whether or not you had a lot of wealth or riches, who your acquaintances are, who your family is or not. We all were impacted emotionally in some way. Many of those who had jobs and found job security realized that there's no security in a job. You can lose it. If we are entrepreneurs and have businesses, we can lose them as well. Whether we lost them or not, we were in this fear that this could happen. Something happened that we were not ready for mentally, you know, economically, many of us. And that shows us how really short life is. You know, we can be here. And I was in the beginning of the year, man, I was just traveling and doing my thing and in and out the organization, everything, my foundation and my music company, we had plans for 2020.
Yeah.
And within a matter of days, everything had to change and we had to figure it out, or didn't know if it would be figured out, you know, and that's everybody.
And it's, I think what you're saying, this song is very soothing too, by the way. I mean, it's like, I've been listening to it all day, honestly. And it's just, it's like, it's echoing around the room. It's very soothing. And I think what it does is it reminds us, it strips us down to what we all have in common, which is our humanity.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's profound, Bill. That's what Alex is trying to say.
I could have said many things in the chorus that repeats, we all are human, we all are human. But I wanted to, I called one of my, actually my cousin and also a music colleague at the same time, we're related, but he's a phenomenal writer. And I said, you know, he said, just keep saying that. Cause I didn't know if I should, you know, write something else, but I kept just hearing that reoccurring, that echoing, we are all human. And I couldn't get past that. And I was like, is that good to do or not? He said, if I were you, I wouldn't do anything else. So it was confirmation that that's why I needed to stay. That's the message I wanted to really resonate with all humanity. And doesn't matter what your geographic location, what's your affiliation, what's your orientation, it says that you are human. And when we can celebrate the humanness of humanity, realizing that, you know, as I love myself, I should express and share that love with someone else, right? And that's really the thing. And that's what the third reference is, a healing part, is internal healing, external healing for not just the self, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, but also communal as well. It's a communal healing that happens.
Humanity.
Yeah.
One thing I was going to mention as an aside was that John Lennon famously said that, you know, he was trying to get this idea across and blah, 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 and writing a lot of words. And then he finally said, it occurred to me that all I was saying was give peace a chance. And that's what that song is. All we are saying is give peace. It's like you boil it down to the simplest message. This is really all I want to say. The rest of it, it's great, but it all goes in one direction. And that's what you accomplished.
And that's, I'm so grateful that the first few words are color is color, but heart beats the same. Our hearts, you know, life begins, your life, my life, doesn't matter what age, what year we were born, where we were born, what our sign is, our life began the same, our life will end the same, yep. And everything in between is the same. And the interesting thing is, in the pandemic, the whole idea of wearing the mask is to mitigate, you know, the breathing of someone else, because they may be whether asymptomatic or, you know, have, you know, which carrier, and then someone can get it because they don't know it, right? And I think that's a good reference point to say, I exist because you exist, right? You exist because we are breathing the same air, you know? We're contributing to the universe.
Yeah.
Right? And so I realized, I was like, oh my God, I am because you are because I am. Yeah. That's the design of the universe and the human existence, right? And we realize that I don't care the man, the woman, the boy, the girl, whether they're on the street. That's the reason I can value their life as equally as I value mine, because I am because that person is, and that person is because I am. And so we are one, we are human. And the beauty of the human experience is that we can look around and see us in many colors and sizes and different status quo, and see, I can see me many different influences, right? Yeah. Right? And that's what, and as an artist and as a creator, that's what I see, right? So if I talk about you, if I look at you in a negative sense, I'm looking at myself, is you're a mirror of me, right? And so I think that when we realize that I am no one greater than the other, then that makes the difference. And that's where the healing comes, man. And it makes a difference when we are enlightened. We can raise those vibrations internally. We can transform our lives and the understanding of the resetting of how we perceive our reality. And when we do that, I think the change and the transformation that we would always would like to experience that inner peace that exists in our environment will just be absolutely amazing. And that's what humanity is about.
Here's man. Let's make that happen. You have an EP, which is extended play, which is 6 songs. What's humanity? You said you'd been working on this for a while, but was this in the works before the pandemic? It seems an odd time to put a record. Yeah. You know,
it was, man. Well, I should say that what was in the works the songs were in the works. We didn't know exactly the concept of frequency of the EP. That all happened during the lockdown. And it was an interesting time, because when that happened, because I was flying back and forth, LA, New York, plans to go back to Nashville.
Yeah.
In the midst of all doing what I do here already with my foundation and my team that I have here. But I this fear factor came over me for a moment, right? Because I allowed the frequencies of traditional media and social media and all that to feed into my own frequency. And until I clear that, then I was able to realize that this is an opportunity, right? And so in this moment of realization, I was able to then exhale and appreciate, even in an uncertain moment, the time that I have quarantined, self-quarantined, to utilize the digital space of emailing and files. I didn't have any vocal booth or anything set up here at the house. I had to order the equipment, leave it on the porch, because we didn't know what was, because no one really knew. We were in the quickly evolving under of information, right? Information was constantly coming and it was changing, yeah. And you didn't know.
So you cut all this piece by piece at home, is what you're saying?
Man, yes.
Wow.
Even so, just coming out of the lockdown, I even end up shooting the video. And if you saw Roland, that was shot with my phone. And all the video pieces from the other part where you see me on stage were taken from, I usually try and keep a camera when I'm out at festivals and other venues performing, getting footage, just B-roll. But I said, I know what we can do. You know, the creative engine started. And we were able to deliver the entire EP during this. I mean, we're still kind of a quasi-quarantine now. You know, we've been very careful. But all this was developed and the plan and the team. I mean, it's all conference calling and Zooming and Go Meeting and Google. I mean, you know, we utilize every platform there is. And I'm grateful that I was awakened and realize that I can't be controlled by the frequencies that can cause or awaken fear. I can reduce the increasing levels of fear based on external information and realize and take an inward listen and see what is the universe is telling me right now, right? And I believe that in God's universal design, if we listen close enough, we're here and we'll discover really great things. And when we look at history and innovation, I mean, it was always in a space and time of the stillness where this light went off. Here we are. I believe that's what I'm
saying. The beautiful thing, one of the many, many beautiful things about music is that it really is. And so many conversations I've had on this program with musicians, it's all about communication. And to hear right. These songs kind of coming out of this darkness is almost like it's like a yes, everything's going to be okay. There's a healing thing to this. Even Solomon Burke's sure. Cry to Me, which is such a wonderful, wonderful song, it spoke to
right.
me. I have a clip of that where you're doing part of thank that you. Too.
Yeah, I mean, cry the whole
through all the music it's through all the clouds and the static and the frequencies, if you will, and still speak to us.
So oh, for sure.
By the way, you know, I wanted to ask you about the Arts Conservatory for Teens because, you know, here we are talking about your music, but Dr. Harris, that is your day job, as it were. And we haven't spoken, I think it was May when you were on this program last. What has the extended COVID thing done to the organization or how we
right. did? Yeah, and I like to say that Arts Conservatory for Teens, it's a part of who I am because I never really separate that from what I do with music because it is I was able to give birth to that concept and to that vision and partnered with great business partners such as Herbert Murphy and my founding board members, Sheila Riley and Derek Brissett and his family, Mark and Linda and my brother, Norman Harris. So that's always part. I was able to give birth because of the impact that music had on my life. And during this time, I didn't want to, as growing up, just like growing up in Manchester, Georgia, a little small town, my brothers and I, we did not allow that to confine us. So, you know, after that little quick fear factor that I went through, which was good to go to, because to me, it was like a tunnel of a transition, right?
Sure.
You hear and then you fear and then you don't stay there. You go through it and you come out, and then here is another day of inspiration and opportunity. And I grasped that, and we pivoted at 180 degree, and we are now 100% online. So interesting, just before the lockdown was announced, we were going into spring break. So coming out of spring break, we were ready to go with what we had. We set up all the different classes and classrooms on Zoom, and I got with the team before that. I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. I'll let you know in 2 days what exactly how it's going to be done, but we're looking at going 100% online. I said, call all the parents that we have.
Yeah.
Went through a list of, so we have two different groups. We have a direct engagement with about 400 or 500 students. And so I said, take a week and call every parent, you know, divide up over those days. How are you going to do them in time? Actually, it ended up being a couple of weeks ago. We started up two weeks after the spring break and started calling. So a 2 week period to call all the parents. And then we have another group that usually we impact, usually be about 1,400, 1,500 students through our rallies and stuff like that, that we do in addition to the 500. So each year we're serving between 2,500 students, right? Or more, depending on how many show up at the rally. And so, you know, we were able to get a hold of all those parents.
That's
and then in addition to that, when we went live 2-3 weeks in, we had exceeded in an open enrollment our normal students to over 1,000 students who were signed on and was coming online to do. We provided normalcy for these students during this time.
Again,
the impact of the arts, man.
That's phenomenal.
While they were shutting down our performance venue, we were trying to make, I mean, we were offering dancing and acting and video production, and we were utilizing the space and teaching them how to take things we had. You know, there's so much opportunity online that people don't realize. So our teachers, they were doing research. They said, bring me back and what your lesson plan would look like in an online space. And they all gathered, and we were fortunate, you know, We got hit pretty hard with our big fundraiser. I must say that now. We just had to take the crumbs and stretch it.
Yeah.
I mean, majorly. And we did have a breakfast, but we lost a lot. And we were planning as far as our incoming funding, but we were making changes along the way and just really just trying to reduce and accommodate as much as possible without losing impact.
Well, what's it like now? I mean, so the summer and school is
back. The summer, yeah, school is kind of back. It is a different climate. We are still 100% online. Our team is still 100% online. We have a partnership and contract with the school board. So we still work closely with the Pinellas County Schools. We still work with the rec centers and other organizations who do not provide the arts for their students and wish to do so. So we have been able to continue to do what we started in the spring and to do that. And so fundraising is a little different for me now. I'm usually at a coffee, you know, on a regular, but, you know, everybody's just not, including me, I'm not as rich because I have to stay well as much as I possibly can.
Yeah.
And I think we all would like to do that. And so I'm just very cautious about how much I move around and where and when, and also with respect to some of our donors as well. So we just reaching out by email, calling when we can. And so anyone who watching and you want to be in touch, you know, please feel free.
.com. I remember this from last time. AlexHarrisOfficial.com, and it's artsconservatory14s.org, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Arts.
Also, yeah. A couple of minutes left, but I've probably asked you this before, but now that you have a new record out, it's a perfect time to rephrase it. What is it you want, Alex? What are you looking for? I mean, if something, you know, cool, obviously you can't go out and promote this record. You were just talking about kind of, well, I got to stay healthy.
Not on the tour. Yeah, not on the tour.
What if this record took off? You know, what if, you know, the Tonight Show started calling? Hey, man, we think you're great. You got a calling here in the school and in the program.
Right.
What is it looking for personally? What kind of balance?
Well, I think that, first and foremost, the intention has, I've been in music all my life. And when I set up this foundation, had the vision to set up the foundation with the team I alluded to earlier, it was to give an opportunity that I had, and I should say my brothers and I had, and sisters, they stopped performing, but they said we would let the guys do it for whatever reason. The older sisters, the youngest sister, she was too young to perform, but now she's into music. So we have one sister. We were able to get one to stay in.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, though.
Yeah, but she's doing great. She's in New York. Here's the thing. For me, this is what I do. And every artist has a foundation or organization. Well, I shouldn't say every artist, but many artists do, right? And this is Alex. I've been doing the act. The intention is to continue to impact our community. Eventually, I would hope through my efforts is to allow our community and what our community embraced on this very unique curriculum that utilizes the arts specifically to engage the underserved and at-risk young folks to help them find a pathway that will give them the tools of resilience and emotional intelligence, the tools beyond high school for life. And we have a proven curriculum model that has done that. We have over hundreds of students who've been through our program, who are professionals now, who are still a part of our network. And in 2022 fall, we're going to be celebrating our 10-year anniversary as a 501c3 organization. Of course, we did 3 years prior to that as a pilot before we got our 501c3. So technically it's 13 years, but we're going to celebrate the 10-year. And I will always continue to do that because I think that I want the world, as my music opportunity expands, to see one, a testament of the power of the arts. Many artists, they have great foundations and they do amazing things, but I have not found one yet at the level and of the uniqueness of what we've been able to create in our community, show the world the power of the arts, something that they actually do. And how it has impacted and transformed, and not only transformed the lives, but created pathways for workforce development. We've done all of that, and we continue to do that. And my platform as an entertainer will only provide an opportunity to amplify what we have created as a community. And I say we, that's every supporter, you included, providing this platform, and the mayor, and the council. And I've worked with both mayors, and hopefully I'll be continuing to working with the next mayor, whoever that may be, and many council members and county commissioners and elected officials, such as senators and state representatives, as well as other stakeholders and pastors and priests and so on and so forth in our community. We have come together. We show the world what can happen regardless of position, regardless of faith or not, regardless of orientation, regardless of gender, how we can come together to provide an environment that will change lives for the better. And that's what ACT has done. That's what ACT is doing. That's what ACT continues to do. That's why I intend to utilize my global platform as my music provide that pathway for me to continue to amplify this message, that people will come here not just to see the Dalí, but they will come here to see what we created from the ground up. And we love the Dalí, but it didn't start in St. Pete. That's a reality, right?
You're good, man. I'm if I had a hat on, I would tip it to you.
and all the other great museums, but I think what the great thing about St. Pete, that it not only welcomes, you know, the global and the worldly creative experience, right? But it also celebrates the grassroots. And that's what we can really amplify. And I'm so grateful that I was welcome. And because I'm originally from Georgia, a little small town, and I came here by way of Boston. But I've been here for right around 13 years.
Yeah.
And man, it's gone by so fast. And and it's been embracing you, and the community allowed me to really plant my feet in the sands of St. Petersburg and to develop something and meet amazing people. And I only want to continue to amplify that on a global platform. And I'm glad you asked. That's a great question.
Well, as I said before, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We are totally,
thank you, man.
for what it's worth, good luck with the new record, man. And I hope that lots and lots of people get to hear that song. Cause it's,
man, we want to take this to number one. So everybody that's watching, please download a stream on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Ask Alexa, all of that, Pandora, all of that helps to create volume with the algorithm. So I hope you enjoy. It's from the heart and soul, and I hope that it reaches your heart and soul. And it's something good to jam to.
Alex Harris.
Thank you.
We heard it's called Humanity. My friend, thank you again.
Thank you.
Continued success to you. We'll see you next time.
Yes. All right. Cheers.
From stpetecatalyst.com.